Harper Children's Audio presents Warriors, Omen of the Stars, Night Whispers by Aaron Hunter. Performed by Kathleen McInerney. Prologue. Torn clouds streaked the stars. Branches whisked the night-black sky and showered leaves over the shadowed glade. Wind hollowed the shallow clearing, while around its rim, bushes stirred and rustled as though wolves paced through them. At the center of the glade, an old she-cat hunched her shoulders against the growling air. Starlight sparkled on her matted gray pelt. She flattened her ears as two feline shapes padded down the slope to join her. "Yellow Fang," a white-pelted she-cat spoke first. "We've been looking for you."
"Lionheart told me."
Yellow Fang lifted her chin. Rain specked her muzzle as the medicine cat blinked at her former mentor.
"What is it, Sage Whisker?"
Sage Whisker answered sharply.
"We've been talking."
"The whole of Star Clan has been talking,"
her tortoiseshell companion cut in.
"Every cat thinks you should have stopped it."
"The battle between Thunder Clan and Shadow Clan?"
Yellow Fang flicked her tail.
"Do you think I have that much power, Fernshade?"
Sage Whisker leaned forward.
"You could have sent a message to Thunder Clan."
"If you had, Russet Fur might not have died."
Fernshade stepped closer. There was a hint of claws in her words.
"I trained her, you know." "I hadn't forgotten,"
Yellow Fang rasped. Fernshade narrowed her eyes.
"I'm the one who's going to have to fetch her."
Yellow Fang's shoulder sagged.
"She was old," she murmured. "Maybe she'll be glad to join us."
Sage Whisker lashed her white tail.
"No warrior wants to die, especially in a battle that should not have happened."
Fernshade curled her lip.
"You knew what the cats from the Dark Forest were doing. There was no need for Firestar to challenge Blackstar over that worthless stretch of grass. Did you want cats to die?"
Wind swirled through the hollow, tugging ears and tails, as Blue Star's mew sounded from the top of the slope.
"Enough!"
The Thunder Clan leader stalked down to greet the others. She nodded to Sage Whisker and Fernshade in turn.
"The battle was unfortunate, but it was a lesson we needed to learn."
Sage Whisker met her gaze.
"A lesson in what?"
Blue Star stood with her paws rooted in the streaming grass.
"We know what we're up against now. The Dark Forest cats can change the destinies of the clans. This battle would not have been fought if not for them."
Yellow Fang shuddered.
"I should have known the clans would suffer the moment I saw Broken Star in the Dark Forest."
Sage Whisker jerked her head toward her former apprentice.
"And whose fault is it that he is there, or that he was ever born at all?"
Her eyes glittered.
"You broke the warrior code and kitted him. What did you expect?"
Yellow Fang flinched.
"Blaming each other won't help."
Blue Star brushed past Yellow Fang, drawing her tail over the old cat's knotted pelt.
"We've all made mistakes in our time."
Fernshade's whiskers twitched angrily.
"Not every cat breaks the warrior code."
Blue Star didn't blink.
"Mistakes are where we learn the most,"
she meowed evenly.
"And we can learn from this battle. We must set aside old grievances. The clans must join forces."
"Broken Star has already punished me more than I ever deserved,"
Yellow Fang muttered.
"And now he's trying to punish me again by destroying the clans I once called my own."
This isn't about you, Sage Whisker snapped. Whatever's going on in the Dark Forest affects us all. We need to deal with it before it does any more harm to Shadow Clan.